Campaign 2012, we're just a night away from the first debate between Mitt Romney and President Obama. While their disagreements over taxes and government spending are somewhat well known, which candidate do you think has your back as a consumer? We bring in Adam Levin, chairman and co-founder of Credit.com, Identity Theft 911. He's live in the Glass and Closed Nerve Center. Welcome back, Adam. Nice to see you.
I fought my way through the fog, and I am here.
It is one more thing we ought to weigh as we decide how to vote in about 5 weeks. Who is most for consumer protections? Or maybe that's not the right way to ask it. Who's got the consumer's back?
I would think that this administration actually has the consumer's back more than Governor Romney. First of all, Governor Romney was not a big fan of the Credit Card Reform Act, which did some wonderful things for consumers. I mean, brought transparency and fairness into the credit card world, limited how banks could charge fees, when they could raise interest rates, the fact that consumers got more notice, more time to pay, overdraft fees were limited more than before. So, you know, that was very important. I think they would find a way. The Congress that would come in with Governor Romney would find a way to try to backtrack on that. And then, of course, Dodd-Frank, the centerpiece of Dodd-Frank was the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And I think it's done wonderful things for consumers. I think the biggest problem is with Governor Romney and his philosophy is that for some reason they seem to think that if you're pro-consumer, that means you're anti-business. Whereas I think this administration believes you can be pro-consumer and pro-business. And I think it's important that the mortgage protections that are coming into play, where people aren't being paid to steer consumers into exotic mortgages that will destroy them, where there be greater controls over securitization, where there is greater disclosure in terms of shorter forms for mortgage and credit cards, where they're going to try to develop a new system where you're actually going to see unit pricing with credit cards. The CFPB has been very, very open in terms of communicating with both business and consumers, and consumers now have a place to go where they can actually really file complaints and get action. We've seen three major actions already occur against financial institutions, Capital One, Discover, and American Express, just in the past few months based on consumer practices. So I think we see where the consumer's friend is here.
Well, let me play devil's advocate or challenge you a little bit. I can't speak for the Romney campaign or any Republicans necessarily, but a lot of this legislation has pushed the banks and the credit card companies to, in the end, make it tough on us as consumers if, say, we miss a payment or something. The interest is astronomical at times, and so maybe we do lose. Maybe Romney would have something to offer on the other side of the ledger.
Well, when things were unregulated, they pushed the envelope on interest. In the old days, a bank could simply raise your interest on a credit card if they woke up in the morning and decided, well, let's see, maybe we have a more risky environment, so let's raise everybody's rates by 10 full points. And then they would take consumers who actually were paying on time, who weren't having an easy time of it, but were paying on time, doing the right thing, and suddenly confronting them with huge payments that they couldn't make, and suddenly they were knocked off the tracks. So we went from no borrower left behind to no borrower left standing to then those who clawed their way back on the trestle being unceremoniously flung off the bridge. So therefore, you know, I think overregulation is bad. And I'm a former regulator. I mean, I was head of consumer affairs in New Jersey. But I do know that there is a point where you can't have a Wild West environment. When you're dealing with the financial services industry, there has to be order, there has to be transparency, there has to be fairness. And frankly, it is as good for the legitimate financial institutions as it is for the consumers, because they're competing in an environment where everybody's on a level playing field.
I wish we had more time. I wanted to get into this, and in fact, we will, just for a few seconds here. There are people driving and walking among us tonight who look like adults, but in terms of credit, they're not. How do you be a credit? How can you become a credit adult if you need some work in that department?
Well, the way to be a credit adult is really to look at your credit report as not something that happens to you, but as something that you can have some control over, that it's not a rap sheet, that it can be a resume. And you have to look at it as a portfolio. And just as you would hope that a professional money manager would be managing your investments, you need to be the professional manager of your credit portfolio. You have to build it, nurture it, manage it, and protect it. You have to be aware of it. You have to look at your credit reports. You have to check your accounts online. Make sure every transaction you see is yours. You have to be responsible with your payment patterns. You have to make sure that you don't overuse your credit, and you have to make sure that you don't look like you're running around like a credit junkie trying to soak up every possible piece of credit you can get your hands on.
You're always welcome, Adam. You know that. Thank you very much for coming by again tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Adam Levin, chairman, co-founder of Credit.com, Identity Theft 911.